direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Indeed it is, and we are joined by the fabulous Louisa Nicklin, solo with the famous Rickenbacker that you're always seen with.
Very famous.
How favourite is that guitar for you?
How favourite or famous?
How favourite for you?
It's pretty favourite, although on Trade Me I saw there's like an original 1970s blonde one.
Oh, snap. Mm-hmm. Oh, which is probably going like a nice cream colour at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's real sick.
Shit.
But
How much?
It's like $4,000.
That's still like a vintage guitar for $4,000.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
It's sell the Corolla.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking sick. But
so what year is that one?
It's the dream.
It's still a real Rickenbacker, though.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 2012. I don't know.
For the people who don't really know what we're talking about, it's kind of a trippy, like, moon-looking guitar that the Beatles have played one. Famously, Tame Impala rocked one for a bit.
Mm.
Heaps of people cruising.
When I think of a Rickenbacker, it's usually like a sunbursty kind of red.
Yes, another one.
We love talking about the guitars up here.
Oh, I'm all about it. I used to work in a music shop and I was a little guitar tech, so I'm into it.
Whereabouts?
Just at Music Planet.
Oh man, that's my favourite. On Queen Street or?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good shop.
Yeah, there's some good little gets.
Yeah, it always feels a lot more friendly rolling in there than it does the other ones. Like they're a little bit more like,
we love you all, but Music Planet, your favourite.
They have actually, Music Planet have shown us love, this drive show love. We've had a sponsorship from them.
True. Yeah.
Tools of the trade. Who also actually, there's a link here. Roundhead Studio sponsors Tools of the Trade at the moment, and you've been at Roundhead recently recording.
Yes, I have.
I got there.
Yes. Nice.
What room were you using? Were you using the brick room or the main room?
The main room with the steezy, like, velvet curtains and that stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing how quiet it is. Hey, like, those windows are just like,
I know, we'd go out into the world and you'd be like, holy crap.
It's in the CBD, but it's like dead quiet.
Yeah.
On like two main roads, like.
It's buzzy, man.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry to yell in the background here, but
I'm yeah, it's so sick. I reckon if I ever am rich and famous and have heaps, you know, make my own house, do it like that.
Do that, yeah.
Do the floating room thing. So mean.
A friend of mine always would talk about, like, if they had everything their way and they could build the house with like a hydrous light on it and shit. You just have microphones in every room and you could just kind of like clap to record so you get ideas down, like. And just, you know what I mean? Like, I've got an idea. Like, just clap while you're doing the dishes or some shit. Just great. Mic up your whole house.
Yeah, sick.
Now, you're going to play us a couple of tunes.
I am
going to
play a couple of tunes. Because
you've got a big gig
tomorrow
night.
Yeah, I'm opening for Jasmine Mary.
Mm.
And she just released her album.
She's number 4 on the top 10 this week. I think number 1 last week, actually.
Oh,
sick. A different track.
Yeah. Her new album's awesome. You should definitely check it out if you haven't.
Okay, you don't.
Come to the show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you're actually doing 2 shows as well.
Yeah, one of them sold out, but...
That's the way.
Just too hot to handle, really.
This is kind of one of the bonuses of COVID, these
little double gigs.
Slightly separated double gigs. And the wine cellar does it really well.
Yeah, gigs should be early and seated always.
Mm. Mm.
So, yeah.
Makes everyone a little bit more attentive.
Yeah.
Shall we sort of let you take it away? We've got mics in all the right places.
Okay.
You're all plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do? Nothing. I'll just put this mic in a different spot and I'm going to make all the noises I need to make. Take it away. And if there is a speech about the song, definitely give us the speech.
Nah. Am I standing in the right kind of spot?
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right, cool.
Fine. Every time I
Lovely. We did warn everyone, well, actually warned ourselves about the tuning moments.
Yeah.
That's what makes it sound live.
That was it. That's cool. That's good.
Tell us about the tuning. What, switch and tuning?
Oh, it was just in drop D and now it is not.
You're tuning with your ear as well.
Yeah, but now you're going to listen too closely to whether it was in tune.
That's impressive. It's impressive. Carry on.
I don't know.
Louisa Nicklin, ladies and gentlemen.
In tune.
Two people clapping. Man, your voice has such a nostalgic quality to it. Is there something? Is that something you like tried to do, or is it just like a natural occurrence?
I don't know. I don't really know what makes it nostalgic, unless it was like you heard me sing Once Upon a Time.
It's a super regal. It's super regal sounding. It's hard to put my finger on.
Oh, true.
Do you have any vocal heroes?
Oh. That's probably the question I was.
Oh,
after.
I don't know. Put me on the spot.
You're a good singer.
I don't know. Mezzy Star's cool, like band, obviously. Hope, what's her face?
Hope Sandoval.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Yeah, mind is like at a blank.
Okay, well, to be honest, that just kind of makes it more right on. You're not really thinking about it, you know? So,
yeah.
Spot. So, should let everyone know we are listening to Louisa Nicklin playing Wine Cellar tomorrow night. Two shows with Jasmine Mary. And probably got another song for us, but I am still thinking about the price of Rickenbackers. $4,000 seems really good for a vintage Rickenbacker. Like, wouldn't that be around like 2.5, the one you're holding right now?
Yeah, I got a special discount. Music Planet.
Okay, heavy eyebrow action.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Music Planet discount.
We should stay
in touch.
It's
cracker. I mean, that vintage one, if you want to go in together.
Like, feels like a good price. The thing is about a guitar is, yeah, it's unlikely that we're both going to need it at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could, like, definitely...
Day on, day off?
Yeah.
You live on this side of the bridge?
Or... I do. We could do it.
I'll have it on Fridays.
You have it during the week. I'll have it for the weekend.
What buzzes me out about Rickenbackers is the fretboard's always real glossy. Like, they gloss over the whole thing.
It's,
it's
kind of buzzy.
It is trippy.
Yeah. So
it's really, really cosmic-looking guitar.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, I'm not a guitar player, but I know what I recognize a Rickenbacker. They're probably my favorite looking guitar, I reckon.
True.
But also, like, so wild in a sense, eh? They're really wild
them
looking.
Them and Dan Electros, I like the look of both of those guitars.
It's something about, it's like real atomic space age styling. True. Yeah.
Very, like, I don't know. I agree with all you said.
I always wondered, there's like four knobs, which I can understand. There's two pickups, one for volume, one
it's
for tone.
Five knobs.
Yeah, but what is that fifth knob?
So, like, it's like blend.
Blend the two together?
So, like, right now I'm on, like, the...
bridge pickup?
Yeah.
Neck, sorry.
Pickup.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can...
bring the other one in. Oh, motherfucker. That's great.
But it's better if you're, like, in the middle one, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Kind of... anyway.
Mix. It's like mixing...